Aspiring to Enlightenment. Compassion is the key to achieving a deeper level of morality. Yet how can we help others when we ourselves are beset by wrong attitudes? Without being in a better position ourselves, it is difficult for us to help others on the large scale we have been discussing. For example, if you are going to help people who are illiterate, you have to be educated. Similarly, to help so many sentient beings, we must achieve Buddhahood, since a Buddha has all the qualities necessary to help them: knowledge of all the techniques for spiritual development, and clairvoyant knowledge of their emotions, interests, dispositions, and so forth. When you are moved through the practice of compassion to feel concern for others, it is time for new values to take root. We prepare the ground of our mind for these new values by engaging in the ritual for aspiring to enlightenment. You are already equipped with the basic qualities needed to attain complete enlightenment, the luminous and cognitive nature of your own mind. Therefore, focus on the thought, "I will attain unsurpassed, perfect enlightenment for the sake of sentient beings throughout limitless space." Nurture this intention until it is strong. The ritual for aspiring to altruistic enlightenment is very helpful in this process. This ritual is preceded by the ritual called the Seven Meritorious Practices, which should become part of your daily meditation. These practices increase your force of merit, which in turn leads you more surely to transformation. Through these forms of devotion, you will intensify your commitment to compassion. As you'll see, they all involve paying devotion to those special beings who teach compassion. Homage is the first step. Imagine Shakyamuni Buddha surrounded by innumerable bodhisattvas filling the sky in front of you, and pay homage with your body, speech, and mind. Put your palms together and feel intensely that you are respectfully taking refuge in the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Say out loud, "Homage to Shakyamuni Buddha and the Bodhisattvas." The second step is offering. Spread out offerings, such as fruit or incense. Imagine everything that might be suitable to be offered, whether you own it or not, including your body, your resources, and your own virtue. Then imagine offering these in their entirety to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. Third is to disclose ill deeds. We have all been responsible for countless ill deeds of body, speech, and mind, motivated by the desire to do harm. In the spirit of full disclosure, develop a sense of regret for having done them, as if through those actions you had eaten poison. Generate, too, an intention to abstain from these actions in the future, as if to do otherwise might cost you your life. Think, "From the bottom of my heart, I disclose to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas the ill deeds that I have done." The main way to purify bad deeds is through regret. The greater your regret, the stronger your intention not to repeat them in the future. Fourth, admiration. From the depths of your heart, admire your own virtuous actions and the virtuous actions of others. Take joy in the good things you have done in this lifetime. Focus on specific good deeds, such as giving to a charity. The fact that you have a human body in this lifetime and the opportunity to practice altruism is evidence of virtuous actions in past lives. So take joy in these virtues too, and think to yourself, "I really did something good." Also take joy in the virtues of others, whether you have seen them firsthand or not. Beyond that, take joy in the innumerable virtues of the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas over limitless time. By delighting in your own virtues and those of others, you will keep from regretting your own virtuous deeds. Wishing you had not given to a charity because it caused your bank account to dwindle, for example. And you will also avoid becoming jealous of the good deeds of others or competitive with them. The fifth step is entreaty. Ask the Buddhas who have become fully enlightened but have not yet engaged in teaching spiritual doctrine to do so on behalf of all who suffer. The sixth is supplication. Pray to the Buddhas not to pass away. This is a specific request for Buddhas who have taught and are nearing the time to pass away. You are asking them to remain teaching. The seventh and final step is dedication. Rather than directing your practice of the previous steps toward temporary happiness and comfort in this lifetime or the next, or to merely becoming liberated from cyclic existence, dedicate that merit toward attaining highest enlightenment. Think, may these acts help me attain full and perfect enlightenment for the sake of all sentient beings. Then imagine that the entire world system has been purified and offer it with all conceivable marvels to the Buddhas and Bodhisattvas. This special offering nourishes compassion by offering all things desirable to those who teach it.